With GPB Savannah, I'm Cindy Hill. In studio with me today is Editor-in-Chief of Connect Savannah, Jim Marikas. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for being with us today. Well, I guess all city council meetings are interesting in their own ways.
They are.
To me a little bit about yesterday's meeting and what stuck out for you.
Well, a couple of larger, you know, big ticket items were continued for a couple of weeks. So we didn't get the fireworks on a couple of things, but the fireworks that were anticipated came on one particular subject involving the use of double pane aluminum clad windows in the landmark, the historic landmark district downtown. I think what prompted this was a text amendment, okay, to our historic preservation ordinance, which we take very seriously here, to allow multi-story developments to use these types of windows in the landmark district rather than, you know, proper wooden, you know, historic authentic windows. This sounds like a small thing, but it sort of touched on a lot of hot button issues, okay?
Right.
Because, you know, not only are we very sensitive about historic preservation downtown in general, because that's part of our identity, but there was the sense that this was sort of another giveaway to a large hotel developer. So that hit one another hot button. And also, of course, the macro picture is all of this happened in the wake of a controversy over the National Park Service commissioning a new study to sort of assess the status of our landmark district. So this was kind of a perfect storm of Savannah, very Savannah stories. You know, we all anticipated a vote in favor of this controversial thing, but it didn't happen. After Daniel Carey, the director of the Historic Savannah Foundation, in my opinion, you know, pretty forcefully represented the case for the developer not getting enough citizen input. And Mayor DeLoach basically, who I think came into the meeting in favor of the aluminum windows, right? I think he said, look, we're going to take another 2 weeks and you guys are going to get together and meet with the developer and try to hash it out. You know, a lot of people, you know, like elected officials were kind of mocking them, like, well, why are you so worried about windows? That's a dumb thing to be concerned about. And they were like, you know, it's not about windows. It's about, you know, you give an inch here and then the next developer will take a mile the next time. The thing is, we have seen that. I mean, over and over again, we've seen so many rules get changed and tweaked to favor developers. And this is just my opinion here. You know, there's a bit of a double standard. Like at the same meeting yesterday, a small businessman who owns some convenience stores in working class neighborhoods, he was petitioning for a change in alcohol license, but that's not the point. The point is he was dressed down by city council because he had too much advertising on his windows, and you know, you couldn't see in, and that evidently is in violation of a city ordinance. It's a safety issue, and he got really, you know, kind of chewed out. They're like, you're not going to get your liquor license until you clean up your stores. My point is, they said, because you're doing business in Savannah, you should know what our regulations are, and we should not have to come to you to tell you. Now, of course, my question is, you see where I'm going with this, is they often don't extend this same standard to developers with a lot of money. And a lot of people at the meeting were saying that. They were like, you bought this historic building. You knew it was historic. You know you're in Savannah. You know we have regulations. There's a lot of profit to be made, so it's not like you're doing us all a favor. But you wanted to come in and change the rules. But the small businessman doesn't get to change the rules. The thing yesterday was about a text amendment. So there was a precedent being set. It wasn't just some one-off variance request. And that sounds like a very minor bureaucratic detail, but it's really not. It has ramifications moving forward, you know.
Thanks so much. Thanks for being with us, Jim.
And
you can hear more of our conversation at gpbnews.org.